You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
No mai hoki, mai anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or call us on 309-3879. The United Nations recently received permission from Israel for 100 more emergency aid trucks to enter Gaza after international humanitarian experts warned of a looming famine due to Israel's renewed blockade of the strip since March. On Monday this week, Israel cleared 9 of those trucks to enter Gaza. However, only 5 of them actually entered the strip and haven't distributed their aid yet. However, even if all 9 of those trucks were to enter Gaza, that still wouldn't be enough to attend to the needs of the strip's 2.1 million population, 47% of whom are children under the age of 18. I spoke to Maher Nazal from the Palestinian Forum of New Zealand about why the clearance of aid trucks into Gaza isn't enough and the additional steps that the New Zealand government could take to put pressure on Israel.
So, to begin, can you tell us about the UN's plan to bring aid trucks into Gaza and why it might not be enough to address the needs of the Palestinians living there?
This is not a UN plan. This is Israel, what they allow after 11 weeks blockade onto Gaza. So they allow 100 trucks for the first day. However, Israel allow only 9 trucks for this supply aid to Gaza. And of course, it is not enough because this is 9 trucks entered into Gaza after 11 weeks of full blockade into Gaza. 9 trucks will not be enough for the 2.1 million living in Gaza. Out of this 9 trucks, 2 trucks was only white bags for the dead bodies into Gaza. This is a shame on the humanity.
So how many aid trucks would be needed to address the needs of Palestinians in Gaza at the moment?
Before this genocide started, Israel was allowing from 500 to 600 trucks enter into Gaza. Now, after this 19 months of genocide, after 591 days of this ethnic cleansing, we believe not less than 1,000 trucks a day with multiple supplies just for the 2.1 million to survive.
Have all the aid trucks going into Gaza been allowed to enter under the current clearance plan?
It is yes and no, because yes, they allow them to enter Gaza, but the UN doesn't allow to distribute it yet. So as of now, yes, the 8 or 9 trucks has been allowed to enter Gaza, but it hasn't been distributed yet.
So as you mentioned earlier, do you think that Israel is genuinely trying to provide aid, or do you think that this is a politically motivated move?
This is absolutely not the aim of Israel to help or provide Palestinian in Gaza the aid or the supply. This is definitely a tactic from Israel after the worldwide pressure into them, after the UN and Europe pressure onto them. They allow just 9 trucks while they keep this genocide happening every single minute. So no, it is not to provide aid to Palestinians. This is a political moving, and this is a tactic from Israel.
Additionally, Israel will be continuing their ground operations and bombardment of Gaza while the aid is being delivered. How will this impact attempts to deliver aid to Palestinians?
It hasn't been delivered yet because, yes, they allow the 9 trucks to enter to Gaza, but it hasn't been delivered or distributed yet. And the main reason of this, because Israel keep bombing Gaza every single minute and every single place within Gaza.
So is the UN withholding the aid at the moment because of the bombardment?
Absolutely, yes. And also because Gaza now under Israeli occupation, so they have to have the green light from Israel as a UN to start distribution.
So is there a threat to aid workers as well if they were to begin distributing the aid?
Absolutely. This is a big warn from the UN because now they have to save their life while they are distributing this into the people in Gaza. But again, you can't imagine how this 9 trucks will serve the 2.1 million after 11 weeks of this blockade, after 591 days of this genocide.
Winston Peters made made an official statement calling for Israel to allow more aid into Gaza. But do you think there's anything more that the New Zealand government could be doing?
This is too late. This is too little. This is very small step from Western Peters, from New Zealand, to do so. What else New Zealand can do? They can put pressure on the Israel to open the border for Gaza, to allow more trucks. New Zealand can join the ICJ with South Africa to have Israel to this case and the Netanyahu and Israel accountable on this genocide. New Zealand can allow humanitarian visas, which the Palestinians have been asking this for the last 591 days, and still we have not received any feedback from the government onto this, even though as a Palestinians we submit multiple requests to Winston Peters and the government to meet us. Until now, after 19 months, after the 591 days, no one from the government meet the New Zealander Palestinian to find out what is their need, what is their aim, what New Zealand can do more.
And is there anything more that the United Nations and international community could be doing as well?
Yes, they can put pressure into Israel to open the borders to deliver the aid into Gaza immediately. 14,000 babies will die in the next 48 hours if the humanity didn't deliver aid to Palestinians. I'll repeat again, 14,000 baby will die in the next 48 hours if the humanity didn't deliver aid to Gaza.
All right, that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before you finish the interview?
Yes, Palestine Forum of New Zealand calling for a hunger strike under a slogan call, "We will not eat till our people in Gaza eat." So we are calling the public to start a hunger strike, to put pressure on the New Zealand government, on the humanity, on the world, to break the blockade of Gaza and deliver the aid and supply to our people in Gaza.
And that was Maher Nazal from the Palestinian Forum of New Zealand talking to us about how the recent clearance to bring aid trucks into Gaza won't be enough to address the needs of the Strip's affected Palestinian population.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.